August 24th, 2018, the last pledge drive of the year. Well, we only have two, so that does pretty well. It's a membership drive, and I'm sending this show out to everyone, including all my regulars, like East Side and West Side New York, Long Beach, California, and Washington, and of course, Nova Scotia and Squamish, a very particular dear friend. And I hope everybody is enjoying the fresh air that we finally have. We're very happy about it. And we're looking forward to some rain. Yeah, could happen. We'll be glad of it. Thanks for being here, folks. If you've been listening, you know, you know that you may call us at 503-325-0010. And you will talk to one of the wonderful people outside, or perhaps Kirby, who's a four-footed person, and tell them how you want to support Coast Community Radio, and perhaps especially the arts programming, because that's what's about to happen. Got lots of wonderful guests and music, and I'm going to start off with a dedication. And this one goes out to Fred LeCaff and the whole crew, especially Vivi and Tom, the main support people, and to everyone in the community for healing to the body and brain, and for the seeds that are planted. And here we go.
Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, someone bless these seeds I sow. Someone warm them from below till the rain comes tumbling down. Pulling weeds, picking stones, we are made of dreams and bones. I feel the need to grow my own, for the time is near at hand. Grain for grain, sun and rain, find my way through nature's chain as I tune my body and my brain to the music of the land. Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, someone bless these seeds I sow. Someone warm them from below till the rain comes tumbling down. Now make your rows straight and long, temper them with prayer and song. Mother Earth will make you strong if you give her love and care. See that crow watching hungrily from his perch on yonder tree. In my garden I'm as free as that feathered thief up there. Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, someone bless these seeds I sow. Someone warm them from below till the rain comes tumbling down.
Yeah. So we are sending out blessings for the seeds, for the community, and for healing, for all those in need of hearing healing. We have a shout out to Janet also for healing at the other end of the body. And I guess we all need some healing, and the earth certainly does, and she's given us her blessings by opening up the skies. So let's hope there are no more fires and lots of rain to soak the earth and keep us safe. Well, my first guests are, I think all my guests this week are locals. Yeehaw, that's great. So Ron Walker is here, and Ron has been on the show before as a filmmaker. Have you ever been on as a musician back in the day?
Yeah, several years ago, I was on once as a musician.
As a musician.
Right.
And you're still a musician.
I'm still a musician, yes.
However, these days, at that time, I didn't know you were a filmmaker. And so these days, we're stressing the filmmaking. You know, before I get into it, I should give a huge thank you, because we're starting this show out with, we have a pledge goal, and we need to meet it, and y'all know that I'm not going to spend a lot of time begging for money on this show, because we've got artists and we want you to hear them, and it's much more fun. But I do want to give a great big thank you to Lisa from the Peninsula. Thank you, Lisa. It's been a long day for you. And from Kara from Cannon Beach. Thanks, Kara. And I think there's somebody else here who just became a brand new member. Is that right, Ron?
That's right, Carol.
Thank you.
That's me. Yeah.
All right. Boy, it's a good thing I had you on this week, huh?
Yeah. Oh, well.
Well, good for the station. I'm not sure about your finances, but that's great. Thank you. And,
yes,
and congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
This is great.
Yes.
Folks, 503-325-0010. And I'll tell you that for... we have a challenge grant in memory of Jamela Lucas, the little Italian. Ooh, makes me teary. Oh, boy. But all of you who remember Jamela, as in Nancy and Jamela, the fabulous food women, remember her, Jamela Lucas, the little Italian. So we have a $100 from the Ark restaurant. Wow. $100 challenge grant in memory of Jamela. So the first $100 that comes in, whether it's in 20s, hundreds, whatever, is matched by the Ark restaurant in memory of Jamela. Thank you. So back to filmmaking. You've got a brand... Is this a new film that you've done?
Yeah, this is a brand new film.
For the Love of Music.
For the Love of Music.
So now you're putting your two passions together, the
film
and the music.
Yes.
How long have you been making films?
Since the 70s, actually, yeah. It's been, from shooting Super 8 movie film to now, digital.
Uh-huh.
And it's it ties right in with the music hobby, because they both are requiring a lot of creative decisions to be made, and I love it. So there are some montages in this film where it's just like music and some visuals to go with it.
Well, I'm curious though, because when you were making music, did you usually play solo, or you played with groups, or what?
Well, I spent most of my musical career in Portland playing in bars.
Mm-hmm.
for 30 years. I played Hammond organ 6 nights a week with groups. And this was when they had dance floors.
Oh, wow.
And people would come to dance.
Neat.
So, yeah, this was rock music, you know.
Ah,
back
okay.
In, I guess you'd call it classical rock now.
Classic rock now.
Yeah.
So, then what I was getting at was that you're... filmmaking, it's in one way it's a solo project. On the other hand, most of the work of yours that I've seen has involved other people.
Correct. Yeah. So it's solo in the respect that I do all of the filming and all of the editing, basically making the film. But you have to have someone to appear on the screen.
So. Yes, although you could shoot the Columbia River.
Well, I've done that too.
Okay.
Yeah, So I really owe a lot of the what do you call it, talent that I have is what's on the screen. And, yeah, my friend Ray that's sitting next to me right now is one of the first musicians I met when I moved to Astoria in the year 2000.
Oh.
And, yeah, so I think from the very first time I heard him sing, I wanted to film him.
Mm-hmm.
And then as time went on, I, you know, filmed other musicians in this area. And some of them were just by chance. A lot of my films are that made that way, where I just grab someone who looks interesting and I will film them for some future film, you know.
Oh, so, I see.
So I have a vast library of you know.
Okay. You know, that didn't even occur to me. I was thinking you go out and start plodding around, but you've gathered this over the years.
True.
Okay.
You know, like some of the people that are in this film are as a consequence of going into some bar and being, you know, wowed by their sheer talent.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Dove is in that category. He's in this film. And also Jimmy Kasner, who I went to the Fisher Poets gathering, and he was performing on stage at the Liberty, and I was just like totally, you know, amazed at his talent. So I grabbed him.
Mm-hmm.
And grabbed him off, when he got off the stage, took him into a side room and filmed him. So some of the musicians are longtime friends, and others are just, I grab
them. One-shot deal.
Yeah.
Do they know about this film, Ron?
Yeah. Well, actually, I've invited them to come see it tomorrow, and as a bonus for the audience, they will be performing.
You know, we should mention that. This is because, as many people know, listen to Arts Live and Local on your Coast Community Radio, where the phone number is 503-325-0010, and we'd love to see that light up. This is an event-driven show. So this is happening. Your showing of the film is tomorrow, 1 p.m., I believe?
1 p.m.
At the Seaside Library.
Correct.
So there'll be a screening of the film and then live music.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
And I just want to mention that these musicians are world-class.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll be performing songs that are, you know, emotional, heartfelt, and
maybe funny.
Some of them, yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, all the
you
different emotions will be there. You
okay.
know. But, yeah.
Well. Speaking of that, the musician whom you brought with you is well known to KMUN audiences and also to lovers of Brownsmead Flats and just Brownsmead in general. The center of the universe, as we all know. So, Ray Raihala. Hi, Ray.
Hi, Carol. I have to compliment you on your show. It's, you know, it's well named. It's Arts Live and Locale, and I've been listening to it for years, and I've never gained an ounce from my listening. So,
this is quite the recommendation. I'm
yeah.
telling you, this is wonderful.
So you should, people out there in Radioland, call in because this is the only low calorie show you're going to hear. On
Locale. Oh my God, that's when I said funny. Yeah. Those of you who are familiar with the Brownsmead Flats music know that Ray is probably the one who writes. Do you write? Have you written all the funny songs? Or
I don't think so. I don't know.
And some quite poignant.
Most
serious
people just
ones
say
too.
That I look funny. So.
Well, you are the only Raihala. You're the only Finn in the group. So
that's
we
true.
can easily spot you. Well, would you give us a? An example of whatever you would like to play, and
well,
how does it feel to be filmed? And then, have you seen the film yet?
Yeah, I got a kind of a preview on Ron's laptop. It's not the same as a big screen, but it's nice. And I don't know. Everybody is always their own worst critic, and I wasn't too impressed with me, but I thought some of the other guys in the film were pretty darn good.
In terms of music, or were you wearing the wrong hat?
I don't know. I just I've decided the problem with me is people sometimes have to look at my face, and that's not a pleasant thing.
We love it. We love it. Well, right now you're on radio, so you're safe.
That's
and,
right.
And you can give us a tune. Ray Raihala, who is one of the five musicians in Ron Walker's new film, For the Love of Music, which will be screened tomorrow at Seaside Library, 1 p.m.
Well, the songs that I do in Ron's film are both kind of serious ones, and I was debating what to do on the air today, and then I was talking to Elizabeth outside, and she said, do you have any songs about money? Because this is a pledge drive.
Oh, boy, does he. Actually, Ray, believe it or not, I quoted you.
Oh, really?
I did. I quoted you on my folk show because Debbie Twombly was pitching with me. Mm-hmm. I thought, we got a room full of Brownsmead. Right. And I said, yeah, Ray's got the song by my song.
Yeah, so that's what I'm going to do.
Okay, that's great.
Well, up here in the northwest of Oregon, there ain't much that a man can do. You can log or fish or farm if you got a strong arm, but a lazy man's gotta eat too. Well, I had my fill of the lumber mill, and I'd get killed working up in the woods. So I play my guitar in a noisy old bar, and I have fun, but it don't pay too good. So please, everybody, won't you buy this song? Make me rich, you'll be my friend. You know I tried working once and it lasted too long. I'd sure hate to do it again. In my younger days, I tried lots of ways to earn food for my family. Skin mink, painted signs, sold auto parts, bought fish for a cannery. But I still had an itch to be filthy rich. So here's how I'd spend my free time. I'd sit in my room and I'd write lots of tunes, and I made sure that the verses all rhymed. Please, everybody, won't you buy this song? Make me rich and you'll be my friend. You know I tried working once and it lasted too long. I'd sure hate to do it again. Well, I've had a good job for the past 30 years, and I'm grateful that it pays all my bills. Just sit at my desk and move papers around and eat my cholesterol pills. But I still have a dream of a get-rich scheme. I think it would be lots of fun to sit back and collect all those royalty checks on a beach in the tropical sun. So please, everybody, won't you buy this song? Make me rich and you'll be my friend. You know I tried working once and it lasted too long. I'd sure hate to do it again. Yeah, please, everybody, won't you buy this song? Make me rich, you'll be my friend. I tried working once and it lasted too long. And I'd sure hate to do it again.
Yeah. Okay, folks. Did you get the hint? It was so subtle. Actually, that's on one of the Flats albums, isn't
it? Yeah.
Yeah. But right now, what we want you to do, because we've still got that entire challenge grant out there from the Ark Restaurant in memory of Jamela Lucas, the little Italian and beloved person. And most beloved is the community radio station, which needs your bucks. Because people around here do work, despite what Ray said. So please call us, 503-325-0010. Believe it or not, the phone has not rung once. And we know that because the little light, this little light of mine has not gone on in this room. But we're going to keep going because that's what I'm here for, is to share these incredible artists with you. So, Ron, you mentioned Jimmy Kasner and Mark Dove, and who are your other artists?
Well, that's what's exciting, because the movie opens up with a group from South America. They live in Portland, three members, and the lead guy is from Mexico, and the other two are from, one's from Mexico and the other's from Peru. So there's a lot of, like, music from the Andes, which I think is going to catch people off guard. And so that's one of the acts. And another.
And that's Grupo Condor,
Grupo
isn't it?
Grupo Condor, yes, that's right.
Yes, they've played in this area before.
Oh, yes,
yeah,
yes.
They're wonderful.
Oh,
wonderful.
They are. They, and that, this
are
is,
they going to be there tomorrow?
Yeah, well, they, well at least one of them will
oh,
be
great.
There to perform,
okay.
yes.
Okay.
And that's another case where I went to Classical 9 and I saw that they were playing. I took my camera, I filmed them, now it's in the film, you know.
Great. Right.
And then another person would be...
B.
Yeah. And do you know B?
Oh, I do know B. And I love what he does. He makes all these wild and crazy instruments.
That's true.
And lives in a tent with nothing. And he's amazing. World traveler. He's been on KMUN with Jessamine several times. And he's also been on Arts Live and Local.
Right. So right now he's living in Germany, and you know, but he's thinking about coming back to Astoria, which would be super cool.
Yes, we'd love that. But he won't be here tomorrow.
No.
That would be difficult from Germany. So.
True. But he was here in June, so I, you know, I had a chance to film him at that
Great.
Time.
Yeah, he's pretty spectacular, actually,
yes.
how he's created his life. So, well, that is quite the diversity you've got. It sounds like it's going to be wonderful. I'm sure it is because your work is terrific. Ron Walker is wearing his filmmaking hat on this show. And Ray Raihelo, one of his music makers and lovers. The film is For the Love of Music. It's about 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And then there will be some musical performances by the artists themselves. It is at the Seaside Library. Tomorrow at 1 p.m., obviously great for all ages.
Carol, could I interject something, too?
Please.
In the screening that Ron showed me, at the very end of the film, there's a nice little clip of Ron playing the organ, and he's
oh,
a fantastic
nice.
Organ player, so
oh,
you'll get to hear
thank
six
you.
Musicians.
Okay, great. Excellent. Okay. You know, I'm thinking I have another musician in the room with us, but I need to fiddle around with the mics a little bit. So I want to play someone who's coming up. She is going to be doing a concert tomorrow evening, and that is it's at the Confluence Project Amphitheater in Ilwaco, and that would be Mo Baustern, yes, Fisher poet Mo Baustern. Have a listen, and then we'll be right back at you with someone who has been playing for, well, we're going to find out because she's only 11 now. I don't know how. Oh, wait, excuse me. She's 12. So that gives her one more year. We'll find out just in just a minute. Stay tuned, folks, and 503-325-0010. Let's hear from you, please.
Mary Garvey lives in Long Beach, Washington, on the Lower Columbia River. She writes songs about the real life of the people who've settled that river for the last 100 years, the loggers and the fishermen and the farmers. And this one's about cannery. Canneries are a big part of fishing. I really like this song a lot. And I sing it with her kind permission. It's called Stella. Well, I worked all my life in the cannery shed, and if I am dying or you think I'm dead, don't bury my bones, just put them instead in a can in the cannery shed. The cannery shed perches over the river. When the winter winds blow, you'll freeze and you'll shiver. When the boss comes around, you might have to give her my opinion of the cannery shed. There's no time to talk and there's no time to linger, and you better look sharp or you might lose a finger. It'd make your stomach turn if you knew everything here's been canned in the cannery shed. We chop off the heads, chop off the tails, scoop out the guts and throw them in the pails, and we don't get a rest till the next schooner sails from the dock at the cannery shed. Lafay, he went away and he wrote me a letter, and I tucked it up high in the sleeve of my sweater, and it slipped and it fell and it ended in the shredder, got canned in the cannery shed. Well, the cannery boy, he's a mighty lucky fella if he gets him a gal from the little town of Stella, and I would if I could, but I'm not gonna tell you what goes on behind the cannery shed. Well, I worked all my life in the cannery shed, and if I am dying or you think I'm dead, don't bury my bones, no, put them instead in a can in the cannery shed. I followed my older sister up to a...
I'm sure she did follow her older sister, and there's lots more stories. That is Mo Bowstern on Extra Tough, Songs and Stories by Mo Bowstern. This particular one is issue number 5.5. Mo is such an amazing human being. She's going to be doing poetry and shadow puppets, I understand. And I'm not really sure what that is, but it should be interesting. So interesting, too, is the 12-year-old, not 11, I think I got it right now, and many of you have met Minta, or Minnie Hafker. You have possibly seen her playing. Well, I'm going to let her tell you why she's on this show, and that's because she's playing on Sundays, but I'll let her give you the details. But what was really like a complete surprise was to see you during the Astoria Music Festival.
Well, yeah. I was kind of shocked because my dad just came in and just said, "Hey, you want to be part of the music festival?" And I'm just like, sure. It's not like, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. But, you know, when you think somebody says you want to be part of it, so you're part of the chorus or, you have a walk-on. No, no, no. What did you sing?
I sang Io De Sospiri, and it's in this opera's Tosca. Mm-hmm. And I was the only person in costume, so that's what made it kind of interesting.
Wait a second. Made it interesting for whom?
For the audience.
Excuse me. I'd like to contradict you right off the bat. What made it interesting was to see our very own local girl. Now, how old were you then? Were you 11 or 12 by then? When's your birthday?
It was in June.
June, I think. Yeah. To see you on stage singing with Metropolitan Opera stars. That was even more exciting than what you were wearing.
I was in shock because I got to be with a fabulous opera singer. Her name was Angela Brown.
Yes.
We just became friends.
Oh, that's great.
It was just really fun.
That was so exciting, and they were just delighted to have you there. You got to be in the final bow also.
Mm-hmm.
So four of you on one side and four on the other, and there you were. You were the short one, we could tell. Even though you're taller than you were then, you were short.
Yeah.
So, hey, before I go on, I want to give a big shout out. Thank you, Jan in Astoria, and a new business, Astoria Integrative Family Medicine. And when I get these pieces of paper, that's all I get. So I have no idea who the people are, but I want to give you a huge thank you and shout out. And that means that the Ark Restaurant, in memory of Jamela Lucas, our little Italian, has been matched. And I've got another one, but I'll tell you that in a minute. So have you sung opera on stage before, though?
Well, I have sang with Three Legged Torso before at the music festival.
Right.
At
the music festival.
But I'm pretty sure.
Okay, because I remember seeing you up at the Adrift.
Adrift Hotel.
Right, the Pickled Fish you sang with them. So was that opera that you sang?
Well, no, I sang O Mio Bambino Caro before.
Oh.
But ever since I was really little, I really liked to sing. I loved the magic flute. I would just keep on just singing like the Queen of the Night, and I just go crazy.
So, but you've been taking lessons too, voice lessons.
Yeah, I really appreciate all the what's the word? I appreciate Lisa Nelson for giving me all these good opportunities and taking the time to
Well, who figured out you had the ability, because you've got a voice that doesn't usually come out of a... And I have to say that even though we're talking about short and tall, Minnie is tiny. She's a mini, isn't she? Oh, that was a Ray Ryland. Sorry, Ray, I couldn't resist. But she doesn't look like an opera singer, let's put it that way. She may in the future, although I kind of doubt it. She'll always be slim, probably. But who heard her voice and said, go for it?
I think I just was never really shy of people, because part of... I loved to sing since I was, like, really tiny, and I'd always go in the mirror and just practice, and then I'd always
Good for you.
Like to perform to my family, and then that's when my Uncle Bela came along, and he heard me, and he's part of Three Leg Torso, and he's just like, why don't you come on join our band?
So that's great. Bela Balog, or?
Bela Balog.
I always mispronounce his name. And Courtney Vandrela. One's Hungarian and one is Dutch.
Yeah,
and
I only know his first
Courtney.
Name. So
okay,
I
we'll just call him Bela, and Courtney are the originators of Three Leg Torso. Mm-hmm. And they're not three legs anymore. They've got a bunch of people. But Minnie has sung with them a few times. And she's going to give us a song, but also we want to let you know that... Well, I wrote down, is that where you're singing 12th and Duane? Is that what you usually do?
Yes, I'm pretty sure. I'm not quite sure because I don't keep track.
Right. That's good. You don't drive there, do you?
No.
Okay.
It's
and
only
this
a block.
Is during the Sunday markets, which we still have many of, between 10:30 and 12:30, you can find Minnie hanging out on the corner with her ukulele and singing. And on the 9th of September, I believe, Courtney is going to join you. Is that right?
Yeah, what's That's spectacular great. About Courtney is that he always has these awesome colors that he always brings he does. Out. He has, like, all these crazy-looking shoes yeah. that he brings. yeah. And then I'm just like, yeah. okay.
So what are you going to wear? Now you have to figure out something crazy to wear, too.
Well, I usually just put on some just... I'm not quite a dressy person.
You look adorable right now.
Even though
it's just radio.
Yeah, so. I just like to put on what's ever clean.
Hey, Mom.
That's how
did
I choose
you...
my clothes, too.
So, Minnie, could you give us a song? Tell us what it is.
It's Riptide by Vance Joy. I think... My friend Hazel, she taught me these chords, and I mean, now I'm just crazy about it.
Okay, go for it.
I was scared of dentists in the dark. I was scared of pretty girls. Starting conversations, all my friends are turning green. You're the magician's assistant in their dreams. Oh, oh, and they come and start, lady, running down to the taking away to the dark side. I wanna be your left hand man. I love you when you're singing that song, and I got a lump in my throat, guys. You're gonna sing the words wrong. There's this movie that I think you like. This guy decides to quit his job and head to New York City. This cowboy's running from himself, and she's been living on the high shelf. Oh, oh, and they come unstuck. can't wait till the dark side. I wanna be your left-hand man. I love you when you're singing that song, and I got a lump in my throat, cause you're gonna sing when the word's wrong. I just wanna know if you're gonna stay. I just gotta know. I can't have it any other way. I swear she's destined for the screen. Closest thing to Michelle Pfeiffer that you've ever seen. Oh, lady, running down to the riptide, taking away to the dark side. I wanna be your left-hand man. I love you when you're singing that song, and I got a lump in my throat, cause you're gonna sing when the words wrong.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Yeah, okay. That was Minta, a.k.a. Minnie Hafker, and you can catch her at the Sunday markets here in Astoria on 12th and Duane between 10:30 and 12:30, and be sure to show up on the 9th of September to see the exotically dressed Courtney from Three Leg Torso singing with Minnie. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
And thank you to my guests, Ron Walker and Ray Raihala. And
thanks for having us.
You bet. This is great. And now I've got something I'm hoping will work. And then I've got my last guests coming in, and they have quite the project going on. So let's give this a try. This is on Sunday at the Public Coast Brewing Company, 8 p.m., the Funsters, that's P-H-U-N-S-T-E-R, are doing a digital album pre-release. That's Heather Christie and Philip Pelletier. So let's give it a try.
Amplify, amplify love.
that is Amplify. And that is one of the brand new songs that nobody's heard yet because it's not out anywhere yet. But it will be. And you can catch it Sunday night, again, at the Cannon Beach Public Coast Brewing Company. Thanks, thanks to Brian for helping, not helping, for getting that on the air. You know, low-tech me, it couldn't have happened. But we have a great team here at Coast Community Radio, and that's why the lights should be lighting up right now at 503-325-0010. To support this radio station. I'm going to get very emotional here. But wait. Jessica brought me some lemon verbena. Will that calm me down?
Yeah. Have a sniff, Carol.
It smells really good.
It does. The whole room smells better.
Oh, my God.
Very nice.
This is fabulous.
Isn't it good?
Oh, my goodness. Yes. Yeah. Let me let you folks know that the Lower Columbia Clinic my guys have just given us a $100 challenge grant. So any calls that come in from now on will be matched by the Lower Columbia Clinic. That would be Dr. Tom Duncan and my doctor, Sue Skinner.
Yay!
So thank you to them.
That's wonderful.
And thanks to the ARC, and thanks to all of you who have been calling in all week. And thank you to the band Adams and Costello from Cannon Beach. And I want to let you know, they're going to be playing. They've been playing so much. They've been coming out with all these albums. It's fantastic. They are playing as part of the Hootenanny. It's happening in Cannon Beach at the Coaster Theater. Instead of a play, there's going to be this outrageous Hootenanny. And that will be The Thistle and Rose, Adams and Costello, Floating Glass Balls, and Maggie and the Cats are all going to be performing for you. And it's delightful. They've been doing it annually, and they do a terrific concert. So that's at the Coaster Saturday night. And then you can go back to Cannon Beach, or if you live there, you can just stay there. Or if you don't live there, you can sleep on... No, you can't. I'm not sure what to... Find a friend.
Sleep on the beach?
I don't know.
You have to be careful what you say live.
I know. Well, what do I know about where you can... Oh, let's not go there.
Yeah, Carol.
Anyway, my guests are three fabulous women who should be familiar to everybody. We have Agnes Field, a.k.a. the, I don't know who thought up this Tidal Rock Project celebration, or Tidal Rock Project, but I'll let them tell you about it. So we have Agnes Field, Jessica Schleif, and Brenda Harper. And these are three local artists, and I want them to give us an overview. Somebody give us an overview, Agnes.
Okay, I'll start a little bit.
Okay.
And thank you so much for letting us come in and talk about this project.
This is so exciting.
It's a wonderful, exciting project, and we're really thrilled to be able to share some information about it. The three of us applied for a grant from the Precipice Foundation, or the Precipice Fund, that's administered by PICA, which is the Portland Institute for Contemporary Arts. And it's funded by also by the Andy Warhol Foundation for the Visual Arts and the Caligram Foundation. So they are, it's kind of a regranting program for the Northwest, and they fund projects in Astoria, Portland, and Eugene.
Wait a second. What's Andy Warhol's connection with?
Well, Andy Warhol gives money to PICA, to the
foundation,
to PICA, to re-grant the program.
So the money's coming from New York City, but the PICA women were kind enough to open up that grant along the coast and in Eugene.
And added Astoria.
They came to give a presentation here. I attended that presentation and thought,
wasn't always
hold
where
on, you're hold on. Like, let's
this
put
is
together.
Wonderful.
Well, that's the amazing thing is Astoria's, you know, 10,000 people, small town, what could they possibly do? So they're not included until somebody comes here or somebody shouts
and
out
and yeah. sees that there is something happening that we're creating
oh
here on the upper level.
Goodness.
Yeah. Think, it's wonderful.
It's phenomenal. Yeah.
Like 2016, I applied for the first time.
Brenda.
And I called it, it was like imaginary architecture. I had a project and that was back in 2016. So I think it's like, you know, they're wanting to include people on the outer outskirts of the area, you know.
Yeah, and many more people should continue to apply. And
but what I love is
these little niches, you know.
That Astoria is so on the map of fine arts in the photography. We are no longer just an outpost, but it's because of people like you three who get together and say, we're going
to
do
it. Well, you know
it.
What? This basically was Jessica's idea because she wanted to work with Tidal Rock Park for a long time.
Now.
And then we all kind of got together and
a lot
pulled
of us were
our
kind
resources
of
to apply for the grant and work together.
Tell us then, Jessica, what the heck is Tidal Rock?
Tidal Rock is a space on the corner of Commercial and 15th Street. It's a space that is a subterranean space. It's lower than the sidewalk level. The city bought it in 1986 from the Pacific Power when Edith Henningsgard Miller was our mayor. She thought that this was a very important place and was able to establish two regional historic designations for it. One for the Chairwall system that raises our city.
Ah.
The other for the Rock, which is the original place that the tide used to come.
1811.
Oh,
my goodness.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Who did the research for that?
There's a photo online, I think, of the
I went to the Heritage Museum.
One.
They
well,
have
I'm,
a lot of things.
I talked to Lisa Penner. I went to the Heritage Museum.
This sounds like a Lisa Penner.
A lot of information.
She knows everything.
Also, during the master planning process with the Parks and Rec, there is 6 pages of history on that site. So,
really?
And because of our budgeting restraints within the city, they didn't have the time to care for that space. And that rock, that space deserves respect and honor, and that was kind of how we came together.
Okay, now let's just identify. I'm not sure what your proper title, Jessica, is, but you are definitely a landscape artist. I don't know what else. What would you call yourself? Because the fact that you focused in on this mess. And not
I'm a visual artist, but I'm also a garden artist. And yes, it was a mess, but it was a beautiful mess.
It was a beautiful mess.
It was a beautiful mess.
It was wild. Yeah.
So the three of you got together. You apply for grants. How did you figure out what you want to do? And what are you doing? First, let me mention, you are very shortly on September 8th. That is going to be a story art walk. You're going to have a gala, a celebration. So what have you done? What have you done? And what are people going to see? Why should they come?
Okay, the celebration is going to be during the second Saturday art walk, and we will probably last a little bit longer. So it'll be from 5 to 9 p.m. And we'll start out at 5 o'clock with kind of a meet and greet with the artists and also some food supplied by the Blue Scorcher Bakery and Cafe. And then we'll move on to chime in here, people.
Yes. Okay.
So next at 6 o'clock, we're very honored and pleased to be able to have the Chinook Nation do some drumming and a smudge ceremony.
Blessing.
It's very special to us. One of the people who is involved with the cultural committee for the tribe used to be a deputy sheriff and noticed when he was working downtown that there were a lot of there was a lot of vandalism and people throwing beer bottles and other things at the Rock, and he thought it was very important to be able to do a smudge ceremony. So we're really honored to be able to have the public see this kind of ceremony at Tidal Rock space. And then
we have installations. Mm-hmm. We have sculptural installations. There will be video installations. Music.
Wait. Sculptural installations. Is that a permanent?
These will not be permanent installations. With our memorandum of understanding with the City of Astoria, which we signed on January 2nd. We adopted the park for a year. Okay. And part of that adoption process is we are cleaning the park. We are adding native plant material to the park. We are intelligently clearing the space in the park. Mm-hmm. And some of those things that have been byproducts of that process will be turned into art there. But part of our agreement with the city is that everything that we're doing is a temporary installation as far as art, music, video projection,
so will
sculpture.
That be just the night of September 8th? Or right. Will some
this
of
this is just for the boy. Night of September 8th for the art walk.
Okay,
and then we'll also move on to some performance by Marco Davis and the Oddfellows Collective. We'll be performing a new piece called Work in Progress Between the Shores, which we're very excited to hear about.
And they're choreographing this piece for
specifically
the space.
Wow.
Specifically
for the space.
Wow. Marco Davis started mm-hmm. with our initial intention setting ceremony before we started work. He came and lent a hand with that initial ceremony. There are ways to view some of the things that we have been doing in the space, both on Facebook, Instagram, and
a website.
What's the website?
TitleRockSpace.com.
And the Instagram is Title Rock Project on Instagram.
Yeah, I don't know. Facebook.
We kind of want to diversify the...
Thank you, because some of us don't do Instagram or Facebook.
I think so you can still look on it if you don't have an account, but I'm not sure. Yeah.
But we've been trying to do something every month in the space.
We have the Subterranean Square, right?
We meet every Sunday from 3 to 5 in the park for the public to come and watch what we're doing. And
really?
We work there every Sunday.
Yeah, we work every Sunday. We have work sessions from 3 to 5. People come and perform. We interact with...
And we post that on our... We document it.
We interact with visitors our neighbors.
How did people know about this?
Well, we've been word of mouth, talking to people, posting it on the internet.
Okay. Probably Facebook, I bet.
And we're talking to you.
Where
I came you
right here on Coast Community Radio.
We're here.
Exciting. I'm thrilled, but I feel like I've been missing out, so I'm so glad. I've put this on my calendar already, but I do want to give some huge thank yous to people who support the arts. Many of these people have been here, and they value the arts. They value Coast Community Radio. And so thank you to Imogen Gallery, and that's right on 11th and Marine Drive, a renewed business membership.
I remember. Yahoo!
Yes. Well, when that gallery opened, that was one of the first things she did, was get a business membership right here at Coast Community Radio.
Yay.
Yep, she did.
That's cool.
And then Vicky from Astoria, whom I didn't realize it, but this particular Vicky, who's very involved in the arts world, gave a donation on my folk music show, which was a blessing because I needed it. And so she's given us another donation. Thank you so much. And Ray and Denise, we just heard Ray.
Yes.
After all, he sang by this song. So there he is, donating to Coast Community, Ray and Denise from Brownsmead. Thank you so much to all of you. Now, back to the Title Rock Project.
The celebration, actually, we need to mention that there are more things happening. Derek Eklund, who is formerly from Astoria, not currently living in Portland, and just finished a residency in Paris for sound, experimental sound.
Oh, neat.
And he will be performing of his work.
Mm-hmm. Okay, because he does
who else?
Unusual.
Let's
see.
Brenda, what have you got out there?
Seth Titchener's coming and giving a talk.
Yes. Oh, yes. He's going to be doing
a philosophy.
Going to be talking.
Excellent.
Pretty exciting. I'm really excited because I talked to him about doing a talk on gentrification.
Oh, good.
So it's going to be called Gentrification, Colonization, and the Nature of Home.
Perfect.
That's perfect. Amazing, right?
So now, did you do some particular stuff?
Yes, I did. I interviewed different people around town, looking for just different wacky, interesting characters. And
we don't have any of those in Astoria.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm working on a project where I do like video kind of characterizations of people kind of like a mixture of, my imagination and like what we end up going out and doing.
And we're going to are you going to project this on?
We're still in talks about that.
Well,
we'll figure that one out. It's going to happen.
Boy, it's going to be a fabulous time. Now, here's the problem.
Yeah, it'll be pretty interesting.
This is during Art Walk. So, can people leave and go to some of the galleries and come back?
Sure. Yes, it's totally open.
They won't miss anything.
Well, the best part is that the sidewalk is up above, so people can just walk by on the sidewalk.
And
if they don't want to stay, they don't have to. They
can
just look
down. Okay, let's remind
down.
People, this is on the corner of 15th and Commercial.
Duane. Between Duane and Commercial
Street.
It's
by Rory's
Right below the parking lot for the Blue Scorcher.
Okay.
Downtown.
Okay,
right downtown.
So if you were in the parking lot across from the Blue Scorcher, you could look down.
Yes, exactly.
Or
you can walk around the block.
Walk around the block and look down from Commercial.
Right.
Can you actually go down there
you
as
can.
Well?
There are stairs, but they are stairs that were there, and they are a little...
iffy.
Yeah, they're iffy.
Yeah. Well, this is fantastic. Again, folks, this is September 8th during Art Walk, and you can check out TidalRockSpace.com or Tidal Rock Project. And are you going to continue working on this through this year? I mean,
we're still in negotiations about that.
Oh, lots of negotiations. Okay, my guests, Agnes Field, Jessica Schleif, Brenda Harper, and the number here is 503-325-0010. Now, I've been asking you to call with your donations, which you have. Thank you so much. We can always use more. And thanks to the ARC and the Lower Columbia Clinic. Yeah.
Yay.
But if you want to speak to one of those three, what should they do if they want more information or want to contact you and say, I have an idea? Is there some way?
Yeah, they could call 503.
Aren't you glad this is radio?
Yeah, sure. 503-931-6631 and go ahead and ask about the Tidal Rock Project.
Okay, excellent. Tidal Rock Project celebration September 8th. Thank you so much for coming in.
Oh, thanks for letting
us. Thanks
for letting us come. Cheers.
It is time to go on to the next show. I did want to let you know that the Labor Temple is featuring Kerfuffle tonight at 8 and 10 o'clock tomorrow. And the Liberty Theater, this is the last night for 1-2-3 with Tennessee Williams. And it is adult only. It's terrific. Astor Street Opry, The Coaster, there's stuff going on. Kala is featuring Terry Robb tonight. There's a Kite Fest. And the Hoffman Gallery has the Bird Dog film tonight. And tomorrow is lots of all weekend there's stuff going on there. And Troll Radio. Don't forget Troll Radio Review is tomorrow. And it is upstairs at the Fort George where it usually is. So be sure to come on and join us with Bruce Smith, Double J and the Boys, and of course the Troll Radio House Band, and Cannon Beach, the Hootenanny, the Confluence Project, Amphitheater with Mo Baustern, and oh my goodness, there's so much going on there. And Sunday, Fort George, Spud, Michael Shea, Spud Siegel and Michael Shea are doing the songs of Jim Harris and more. That's 8 o'clock at Fort George. At noon, you can go on a history walk, noon 2 or 4, and the harbor is at Fort George.